They just don't make them like they used to. Don Keough's services attracted an overflowing crowd of admirers, including Warren Buffett, Jack Welch, Roger Goodell, Chicago's Richard Daley, Sam Nunn, Louis Sullivan, and top leaders from around the world. Why? For many, Keough was a human face of the Coca-Cola Company, the gatekeeper of the formula. No, not the actual recipe, but the subliminal messaging Coke brought to the world. A smile, happiness, and world peace. These were all carefully orchestrated images and feelings that Keough, a marketing genius, understood. And he sprinkled that fairy dust everywhere. "We don't sell Coke," Keough once told me. "We sell magic." Keough's career was also magical. One of my favorite stories was 35 years ago, he and Roberto Gazueta were among several executives trying to become CEO of the company. On Valentine's Day, 1980, at a restaurant in Manhattan, Keough told Gazueta, "Nobody knows how this is going to turn out. The two of us are quite compatible and we have different skills, so let's sleep at night. Whoever comes out on top, let's put the other one to work immediately." Gazueta became CEO and Keough his president, and the two had one of the most successful executive partnerships in American business. Even Keough's biggest mistake, introducing the new Coke, turned into a success. It reignited a deep devotion to the classic Coca-Cola brand. While Gazueta was reserved in private, Keough was effusive in public. The unique executive partnership ended when Keough retired in 1993, but Keough's influence at the company was felt until his death. Keough, always counterintuitive, wrote a book, The 10 Commandments for Business Failure. They included be inflexible, isolate yourself, don't take time to think. For Keough, those also applied to life, and he embraced life with a Coke and a smile.